You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. getquip.com/wired. The WHO dispels coronavirus conspiracies, a new study on the pandemic is getting a lot of attention, and lockdown is slowing emissions. Here's what you should know. The World Health Organization said in a news briefing yesterday that all available evidence suggests that the virus originated in bats and was not constructed in a laboratory. This report comes on the heels of a suggestion from President Trump that the virus may have been built in a lab in Wuhan. New studies out of Stanford and the USC suggest that COVID-19 is drastically more widespread than local swab testing indicates, potentially more than 85-fold. The studies have gotten a lot of attention. But are they accurate? The results haven't been peer-reviewed, and they've quickly become emblematic of this age of rapid-fire scientific communications. Surprising results are widely shared before they're published in an academic journal, followed by an attempt at peer review by Twitter thread. The world around us is changing as people drive less and industries grind to a halt. China's emissions dropped a stunning 25% when it was struck by the pandemic, and gasoline sales in the U.S. are plummeting, falling by a whopping 50% over the two-week period ending April 3rd. With the price of oil now negative, renewables are cutting deeper into the market share once owned by coal. The German government forecasts that green power will make up about 80% of the electricity mix by 2038, compared with just over 40% in 2019. Finally, here's today's one question. How long does coronavirus hang around on surfaces? Two studies released in the New England Journal of Medicine and The Lancet took a look at the coronavirus's shelf life. After introducing it to various surfaces in a lab environment, researchers found that the virus remains infective for 24 hours on cardboard packages and less than 3 hours on printer or tissue paper. Smoother surfaces tended to harbor viral particles for much longer, 3 to 4 days on plastic and up to 7 days on stainless steel, and, alarmingly, surgical masks. The CDC says you are less likely to become infected by surface transmission than by coming into contact with respiratory droplets, but disinfecting high-use surfaces, like doorknobs and kitchen counters, daily is still critical. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.